welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode, and leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter /X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. It's over, finally. And the result was exactly what we thought it would be. So congrats, but like, oy. It's time to talk all things Drag Race España All-Stars. And joining me is a queen who knows how to crown. It's Frida Kahlo. Hello.
Hola.
So I feel like every time you come on this podcast, you just gain like crowns like they're infinity stones.
I mean, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Are there what's the next one that you have to capture? And what do you do with all the crowns? Do you like own the world?
My next goal is to find a sugar daddy. So because these pageants are expensive. So that is my next endeavor.
I'm sure there are a couple in New York City that can help you out. All right, friends, pronunciations eventually get a bit better, but here's the disclaimer. I'm going to go slowly this time. This is an entertainment podcast. We are discussing reality TV show characters as presented to us through reality television production. We are shown what the editing of a television show wants us to see. We react to what is present. Yes, these are real people that have been given the opportunity to go on television to share their craft, but they've also put themselves in the position to be discussed. What is said on this podcast is for entertainment to discuss a reality television show. You hear that, Hobbies? I'm talking about it from an entertainment perspective, but I'm going to drag you motherfuckers to filth. You're a smart person, right? Relatively smart? Decently
smart? Sometimes.
Okay. Yes. Can you give me 3 adjectives to describe this season, please?
Unexpected. Entertaining. And hilarious.
Okay. So I'm sensing you enjoyed the season.
I did. I originally thought, like, we don't need an All-Stars yet. Like, it's too soon. I would love for them to have waited, like, maybe 1 or 2 more seasons. But I think I ended up enjoying it at the end of the season. I'm like, okay, I actually do like this season.
Did you go in as a setlist fan, and did you leave a setlist fan?
Yeah, I was already a setlist fan going in. The drag from Isla Canarias is something that I have always appreciated and had much respect for.
Can you wear those boots at Queen?
Hell no. After 3 knee surgeries, I will not be wearing anything that high.
Let's go through it. They're in the finals, and the joy is real. To celebrate, Jurigi and Samantha will make out. Like, full-on hardcore, like, porn-level make-out session. Why?
Why not? I mean, I think at that point, you're so delirious. You're like, you know what? Let's just go for it, sis.
And then Drag Status crawls over to Hornella, and they're going at it. Like, these bitches are horny. Which of these 4 would you want to make out with?
Oh, I think Judy, she's probably the best kisser, so I would want to make out with her.
Yeah. She's a cunning linguist. They are the first finalists of Drag Race España All-Stars. Are they the ones you expected to see here?
You know what? I did think that Booby Poison was going to make it. And I mean, spoiler, I know what happens at the end with Ornella, but I didn't think she was going to be there. And it kind of sucks that history repeated itself.
Yeah. Well, Ornella is pleased. She's been there before. But Samantha says she feels bad for Poopy, but thinks she'll be everlasting. And this show was indebted to Ornella. And she was lonely. Do you think that's fair to say that Hornella deserves it more because Poopy already has a career?
No, I don't think that's fair, but I will say that it's true. Poopy Poison, I think, is phenomenal and will have success regardless of you know, not winning and whatever her placement is. And her exit line was epic, what she said. I'm like, and then it's true. I'm like, she's going to be back. She's good TV.
She will be. Now, Is Hornella part of season two? Well, she is the lead singer of Hornella and the Baldies, so perhaps. Is that why you have an aficionado? You like this foursome because three of them are bald.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I just wanted a top three. I didn't think we need Ornella there, to be honest with you.
That's fair. So you're part of the Baldies.
I am.
What's it like being a Baldy?
Honestly, I used to hate it because I thought that I looked way too much like maybe like a gangster cholo cousin that I might have somewhere. But now I don't care. I'm like I kind of embrace it.
Let's find out who Setlist would have eliminated. It is Poopy. She saved her before, and this was revenge for eliminating Onyx. Girl, get over yourself. That plot line is done. We've been there, done that. No more revenge for Onyx. Now, before they wrap it up, Setlist wants to know if Sagittaria got angry over the picture she used. She seemed to be laughing, but let's go check her Twitter.
Oh God, what did she put?
I don't know. I can't translate that shit. All I know is that I feel like Sagittaria, they were trying to shit on and make look like a terrible person. I feel like the fandoms come to her defense.
You think so? I mean, maybe, but I didn't think she was ready for All Stars.
Frida, do you hate Twinks?
No, I don't hate Twinks. I know you love them.
I love them. I just want to make sure. It's okay if you don't like the Twinks, but it's okay.
Okay.
It's fine. Now, one last thing on Sagittarium. I think all these girls thought they would leave the show and be heroes, but they're kind of coming out villainous. There are a lot of people who are pushing back on the way they treated Sagittaria, judges as well. Do you think there's any way to redeem this, or do you think, like, in a month, we will be talking about a new season of Drag Race somewhere around the world and no one will remember this ever happened?
No one's gonna remember. It's gonna be like, oh yeah, that did happen, didn't it? No one's gonna remember.
Just wait for the end of the year recap that I do, and then I'll remind you all about it. And you're like, oh, wait, that wasn't fun. Now, when Drag Setlist got the May the Best Drag Queen Win line in her confessional, no questions asked. We knew where it was going in this episode. We
Yeah.
already had been known, but it was heavy-handed.
It was written in the stars.
Final four through the door. It's their last day, and after two seasons, Hornella is finally leaving the studio. She just hopes it's with a crown this time. They will read Poopy's message to the girls, warning them to be careful of each other. Okay, interesting, interesting. Are there any queens that come through queen that you would write a message like that of be careful about? Or is
To be
everyone at queen a happy, lovely, fantastic person?
like as far as like a queen's outside of queen or yeah, you just you know what, you just gotta tread softly because you never know who's in it for themselves and who's really genuine or not about their sisterhood.
That is fair. Samantha has two badges. Whoever would have thought that?
I gag, yeah, true. Glow up, huge glow up for out of all of them.
Hornella will say this is almost the finale she envisioned. She thought it would be her, Paquita, Samantha, and Drag Setlist. And Dorigi's like, fuck my drag. Drag Setlist says that the only one she imagined in the finals was Dorigi, not even herself. Bullshit. Dorigi says she has endurance, but also has her burdens. She is focused and thought who would be, and hasn't thought who would be in the finals. Now the alarm sounds as the prime messages shares. The big day has come. Only one of them will get the crown and everything will be a surprise. Just like who's coming through the door. Now, Supreme arrives with the Javis and Anna, and no, they are not the Teletubbies. Do you have a favorite Teletubby?
No, I don't
No.
think
Did you grow up on the Teletubbies? Are you too
I
old for it like
did.
I
I
am?
did. I remember Teletubbies and everything.
Well, they have presented a day that's going to be a blast. They will walk a mile in their shoes. They will be joining them in a finale review. That's right, a full company performance. The queens and the judges together on stage. When you heard that, what was your first reaction?
I said, yes, thank you, please. And this is going to go on tour or some iteration of it.
Yeah. Okay. The queens and judges head to the tables to learn more about what is in store. Inspired by review shows with feathers, glitter, and luxury, they will be doing it together with the jury and drag. Whose idea do you think it was?
I don't know. Probably Supremes, because she's also a drag queen. She's like, I want these bitches to know what it feels like.
I think it was the Javis being like, we can get this done for free because we're the
Oh,
producers. We can do anything we want.
true, true.
Are they verse?
I wouldn't know. I mean, maybe. They always like have this like playful sexual like with Supreme and everything. I don't know, maybe.
Just curious. I don't know. Which jury member would you like to give a makeover to?
Ooh, I think, let's see, Anna Loken's already a drag queen. She's already there. I don't think she needed to, they didn't need to do much with her. I think one of the hobbies, because I didn't think they looked that great in their transformation.
We're going to talk about that. We are definitely going to discuss how that happened. Samantha thinks the Javis will look like hookers and doesn't know how they will cover their big brows. Now, the big twist here is that this performance will not be evaluated. It's all for fun and spectacle. It is a celebration of Spanish drag. Before they get into the fun of it all, it's time to learn about their experience this time around. Anna wants to know how this was different than the last one, and Samantha says they are wiser and excited and know what to expect and where they can improve. Hornella is in the same place. She's in the finale, but says that this is completely different. In her original season, she had self-imposed burdens of having to stand out and do well. This time, she's enjoying herself. Now, Setlas is the first queen from the Canary Islands to be in the finale. She says someone has to win and it has to be her. It's truly an honor for her to have her style of drag be in the finals. It's important for that kind of drag to be seen by the world. And for Jurigi, she's very happy. It's a very different energy. She feels like she had fun and worked hard. Based on their responses, would you say that the four of them have grown as artists through this experience on All Stars?
I don't think Ornella necessarily grew. I don't I feel like if I plug her back into her season, I wouldn't be able to
Same
distinguish
result.
a glow up. Yeah. But the rest of them, I think there is a sense of like self-realization of who they are, where they're going, where they come from.
I agree. Javier Ambrosi tells them to look in the mirror and say, I want to win. Do you say that before you snatch the crowns at the badge?
Yeah, you have to manifest it, but you have to do the work for it. I do. It's even to the point that it sounds ridiculous, but Bath and Body Works has this like scent called You're the One, and I bought the shower gel, the body cream, and the body spray. And like, so when I get up in the morning, I read the bottle. I'm like, I am the one. I'm gonna one that's succeed. Like, I keep repeating that message to me to just kind of really give me that confidence and that focus of what I need to do.
What is the scent of I'm the One?
What does it have in it, or like
Yeah, what is the scent? What is the smell of it?
it has like a little bit of sweetness, like a flowery sweetness, but with like a dark, rich, like cherry. It's delicious. I love it.
Just want to make sure it didn't smell like Kulo.
I mean, this Kahlua is delicious, so maybe.
Ah, there it is. There it is. Now, before they all get into drag, it's time for a little drag tutorial. This was like watching a child in their mother's closet. The Javis loved playing dress up a little too much. A little too much.
Yeah.
The way that Cavo almost went down in those heels, karma.
I know. I was like, oh.
And then that wig, girl, calm down. Ambrosi will walk in with a catchphrase. Were you waiting for me? I'm the guangua. I didn't know
Yeah.
what that word was.
Wawa.
What is it?
It's like I'm the bus. Like,
Okay.
so Wawa is like it's like a colloquial term for bus.
All right. Calvo comes in with, "Are you vaxxed? I'm contagious. I'm Naomicron." All right. There's the COVID reminder,
Yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
We have Anna, who is Marcialoli in honor of her mom, wearing Setlas's giant boots. Do you think I know you said you won't, but if you had Setless holding you with each step, you would want to try those boots on?
I'll try them on. Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually I have a pair of a special kind of shoe that might be for a future project, but it's kind of something along the lines of a shoe like that.
Okay, cool.
More safe, more safe. So stay tuned. Maybe
Calvo,
the summer you'll see
who
it.
are, I love it, I can't wait. Calvo, who's already almost eight twice, will ask to be taught how to do a death drop, and Setless will teach him. A for effort. It was a sight.
Yeah, A for effort. That's not, it's not an easy thing to learn. It just, quickly.
The queens tell the judges there is potential, but also danger. Drag is dangerous. I mean, you know.
Yeah, very.
Well, we're gonna jump right into the review. We get our typical main stage entrance music with like a big band twist. And now I have a desire for like a full big band version of like all RuPaul songs.
Yeah. I
I
would love
think I can
that.
get that to happen. Who do I need to talk to? All
I'll see what I could do.
right, thank you. Let's talk about the idea of a review. Obviously, in America, we have like the Vegas review shows. The origins of Broadway had a lot of review shows. What is your history with Spanish review or Mexican review shows?
There's a lot of like entertainment, like TV variety shows that have existed that have been a staple in like television. So I feel like it's something very on the nose of like what we grew up with seeing and stuff. Maybe not to the same like theatrical production, but there is an assimilation.
We have a song starting with Supreme, who's a star. She's so good. She's very, very good at what she does. And then we have some sexy dancers. I'll take one. Would you like one as well?
I'll take the rest of them if you want me to take one.
Great. Thank well, you deserve it. You're a winner. You need the massages.
Thank you.
The song was really cute, campy, show tune realness. And we have our eliminated queens arrive first. And we just you could tell how much they wanted to be there. Especially the non-dancer ones.
Yeah, poor little two-step.
Was that their vocals, or did they just find a bunch of people to record and pretend it was them?
I don't know. I don't think it was our vocals.
I want to know. Someone let us know. Go find out for us. We welcome our four finalists who are giving Moulin Rouge and will each get a little line. Setless says she's the best. Jurigi says she bought off the jury, which should have been Setless's line. Hornella says she'll be the one to get the crown. And Samantha says she'll fuck her up first. Who wrote that? Did they write that?
I mean, it was really good, so I don't know if they wrote it because it was all, I loved it all, like all the cuteness. I don't think they wrote it. I think they actually, maybe the hobbies wrote it.
Probably. We have this moment that's very old Hollywood music choreo, musical choreo, where like they're all in the spinning in a circle, and I feel like it was from above. You would, oh, it'd be so magical, beautiful. But the time has come for your judges to lip sync for their life. Javier and Brosi kind of looked cute. I was impressed until I was like, wait, is this just Frankenfooter cosplay here? Are we doing Rocky Horror with Javier and Brosi?
Yeah, I felt like that. I was giving that for sure.
Where would you rank Javier Ambrosi's performance?
I think I would encourage them to come back next week for Drag Wars.
All right, I love it. Here, Monday Night at Pieces.
Right.
Javier Calvo had a real transformation. Ginger did him wonders.
Yeah. Look good on him.
Where is the critique for Calvo? What do you say to him?
I think the walk needed to improve. Like there has to be an extension of the leg instead of keeping your knees bent.
And Anna Locken confirmed for season four.
For real. Okay. Might as well.
She looked stunning.
I'm booking her for brunch.
You should. Honestly, you should.
Yeah.
Do we know who did their makeup?
No, and I wish I was talking to that to my friends about it. I'm like, I wish we would have seen a little bit more of like the process of what it was to actually get in drag and not just like prancing around in heels. And I kind of do wish it was a mini makeover challenge in the sense that each contestant had to make
That would be
over
so
one of the
cool.
judges. That would have been
That'd be
amazing.
so cool.
Or at least each had something assigned, like wigs or makeup or whatever.
I feel like this definitely wasn't a makeover challenge because some of them looked much better than the current ones. But it probably was Supreme's makeup team who had to do it in like triple time and get all four faces done within like probably 2 hours.
Yeah, probably.
I kind of lived for this moment and enjoyed what this was.
Me too.
And I'm going to ask you first, which judging panel from across the Drag Race cinematic universe do you want to see get the full drag fantasy next?
I would want to see. Oh my God, this is such a good question. Okay, I would want to see like a rotating judge
Full
or
panel, full panel. Pick a franchise. They're all going to
oh
happen.
the full panel. Oh, okay, well, if it's the full panel, let's just go ahead and do. I mean, Mexico already they're already in drag half of them are. Let's just go with Canada. I think Canada would be the
Okay.
one because I feel like definitely what are their names again? I can't remember their names.
Brad and Tracy.
Brad and Tracy, yes. They are already very cutesy. I think Tracy would look stunning as a drag queen.
I selfishly would like to see the UK judges because I want to see Graham and Alan in drag. That would just be hilarious.
My God, that would be hilarious. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. You know this is the Pringles can. Once you pop the fun, don't stop.
Yeah, this was a really good like little production of a finale number.
When every person was on that stage and they cut over to Pink Chador and Onyx not doing proper choreo, they did them so dirty.
Shady lady.
I love that they took out the judging table to put it on a platform for a fucking song and dance number. Like, that was very camp.
Yeah.
That cost that production team a lot of money just to do that.
Just to move it.
But did you also notice there was a camera blur on the full stage finale shot? Like they forgot to lighten it up, so there are people on either side who have the season one filter.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's really awkward. You should go watch it again.
Awesome.
It was fun. I think this was actually one of the highlights of the season.
I loved it. It was very
I
cute.
was here for it. Well, now it's time for an actual event to start. We have Supreme in a stunning fuchsia and black gown. The ruffles were ruffling, and it is family only. Javier Ambrosiana Locking and Javier Calvo. Now we are going to do things in an odd way, where we will do lip syncs for the crown first. Our four finalists arrive for some feedback on the season from the judges. Now I usually would parrot what these four said, but honestly, this entire time, I was rolling my eyes because I just did not want to hear this false praise anymore. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to be the judges and give our feedback to each queen. How does that sound?
Sure.
We'll talk about their journey throughout the season. Let's begin with Drag Setlist. Whether she was given placement that she deserved or not, she is walking off the show as one of the strongest runs in Drag Race history. I think Drag Setlist is an incredible drag artist whose perspective on the art is stunning and intricate, something only she can do. As a viewer, her attitude and holier-than-thou persona was a massive turnoff, and the admiration I had for her at the start of the season waned greatly. But I do hope she listens to the feedback from the people watching and grows from it. What did you think of Setlist this season?
I was a Setlist fan since the get-go, and I think I was just excited to see someone from he's like gonna succeed this much, and especially how she did strive to come out of her normal aesthetic to maybe adjust to whatever the challenge was, and I mean I think she's a bad bitch and she knows it.
Let's talk about Samantha Valentine's. I had never liked Samantha. Her drag was not for me, but she came on here and showed growth. Do I believe the results I was sold for her each and every week? No. I think she was greatly helped by her personality and popularity, and I don't think she deserved a place in the finals personally. I still think she's a half-baked queen who has room for improvement, And I do think having this experience will help her improve.
I personally think that she's had a big glow up. Her comedy style is something very quintessential of Spanish comedy and style of drag. And I think her makeup and her costumes definitely upgraded since her season, and she had such a short run. But you could tell that that the wheels are turning, and that she's getting it and applying the critiques. And I think she had the biggest glow up from any of the girls.
Absolutely. Hornella, I was mild on her original season, but the actions of the season really wore me up to her. I think she's done the best she could have done given the circumstances of the season and has slightly evolved since the first time we saw her. I don't know if she got a fair shake this season, but she powered through it. And I do think she came in with more of an open mind, and that was more exciting to watch.
Yeah, true. I mean, I also said like I felt like I couldn't see the distinction between the Ornella from her season All Stars. I feel like you could plug and play with a lot of her looks and her setting.
For Gigi, she proved that she can turn a look on the runway and give you versatility week after week. When it comes to the lip sync part of drag, she doesn't have it. And until she does, I don't think she's ever going to be a fully realized drag race contestant. Doesn't mean she's not good at drag. It's just for this platform, she's not fully there. But she is an important contestant and deserves all the praise she gets.
Yeah, she was one of the ones that I secretly was like rooting for at each episode because I adore her. I think she's so talented, but when it comes to lip sync, I don't think there's a full thought out like concept or performance as it is one of her looks. Like I think there's so much passion between her makeup and the aesthetic that I don't think it's at the same at the performance level unless she's doing something that's very cabaret and live.
Right. I do want to share the words of Supreme because I do love her and I think she sums up the season well. She will cry very much. She is the most crying queen drag race host there ever was. But says they have a Canarian queen in Setlass and has only been done there in a concrete way. Samantha has a cross-dressing style from Andalusia, which is more classical and comedic and has inspired them for a long time. She says going out and entertaining people is very difficult and shouldn't be considered a second-class art. Ornella comes to Madrid when everyone is very modern and very cocky, only to create her own modernity and reconnects with a lot of role models from the past that are here and made them who they are. And Gerizia is at the top of her art and is a trans woman doing drag. She makes them embrace reality and see that we can find drag in different ways with different motivations and desire to be there. Do you think this was a diverse and strong enough representation of Spanish drag?
I think so. I think there's such a very good variety, and it was definitely a really good, well-rounded cast.
I agree. Well, now to the main event. Are you ready? A big wheel has arrived, and Arturo Anguiel will spin the wheel looking hot. And doesn't it suck that we just can't get hired to stand in a Speedo and stand in a Speedo?
I know.
They get paid
I don't
to
think go to
dance.
college and major that.
Yeah, sucks to be us. Anyway, like usual, the winners of each round will go to lip sync for the crown. In round one, we will have Gerizi versus Samantha. That leaves Hornella versus Setlass. What did you make of these combos? And do you wish that they got to pick their opponent if their face showed up on the wheel first?
No, I think I was fine with how it was paired, and I think I kind of called it. As far as like who was winning once they were paired up, before even the lip sync started.
Now to the songs. Gerigi will pick box number one, which is La Reina del Pop by La Oreja de Van Gogh. Box two is Rosa Lopez's cover of Yo No Soy Esa. Were you familiar with either song, and which song would you have wanted?
La Oreja de Van Gogh, I actually am familiar with their work, so that's the one that I would have chosen.
Very cool. Let's talk about Gerigi versus Samantha. This song was a very cool dance pop extravaganza. And when Gerigi did that little dance run in the front, you were like, oh, she is so uncomfy. Can we all go home and not watch her do this, please? Very much out of her wheelhouse to the song.
Yeah, very true.
Samantha will take off her reveal coat to reveal mediocrity at the most inopportune time. Can
I
we
agree.
teach these kids how to do reveals properly?
Now they need to do a little crash course and study maybe Sasha Velour.
Also, she should have been eliminated for that corset. Just saying. This isn't Drag Wars Mondays at Pieces Bar and Grill Casino Royale. I love the song. I wish I had literally anyone else performing it, though.
True. It didn't match the energy of the song.
When Samantha scalps herself and that wig is not in the right spot, I kind of died. She kind of looked like she had cancer
I hated
in
the
the
placement
hair
of
bun.
it. It made her forehead look crazy.
And then the next shot, literally, they're standing on stage and the wig is supposed to be where it is. That was a completely different wig. It was a side swoop that did not swoop on the side. It swooped to your back of the head, girl.
Yeah.
Have you done a wig reveal before in drag?
Never. I'm just kidding. I've done it. I do it all the time.
What do you do to secure it in place?
Depends on the style of reveal.
What would you have done to help Samantha here?
So sometimes it helps, like if you do a human unit underneath, put a wig cap over it so that it secures the hair, and it's like if you do like a side part or middle part, it'll maintain whatever part you want, and so that the hair still looks styled. And so, the first thing is make sure you lay down that first ha hair, and then the second one is just glue down the sides by the sideburns and make sure it's secured, but in a way that you can easily slip it off.
There it
And
is.
I
The
would pin in
judges
the base
have.
one.
Okay. Yeah.
I would pin in the base wig, so like the human wig that you're revealing, make sure it's
Great.
pinned.
Love it. Samantha, you listening next time? The judges have given the win to Samantha. Jurigi is eliminated. Do you agree with this result?
I do. I mean, about Samantha was the better of the two.
All right. Hornella versus Jux at last. This is fun and dramatic track, but let's be real. No matter how Hornella did, was going to sell us. Like, poor little horny.
It's true.
Drag Celeste gave you all the classic drag moves and said, that's good. And then took off her coat and said, I'm going to walk now. And then bam, the wig comes off and there is glitter in the air. It looks so pretty.
It did. Yeah. And I think it kind of was in line with what the song says about what performer she is. And it's like, well, she's a ball headed hoe. She likes doing ball headed hoe shit.
Hornella was very expressive, but for a girl who's not going to stunt the house down, like she was outmatched visually. This was more of an explosion in Drag Celeste's performance. I do think that the other song would have been a different story for Hornella. I think she would have been able to tackle that one better.
Yeah, I think she would have performed it better, but it said let's still would have won.
And she too will scalp herself to a fucking wig that is not on straight.
I hated how it was styled. If it was supposed to be a human unit, it looked like that should melt it on her head because of the heat.
Yeah.
And it was not cute.
Setlist will do a jump off the stage, but wait, it gets wilder later. Don't you worry, friends. We are putting in guardrails on Drag Race main stage now.
Electric fence.
The judges, could you imagine giving them all like a invisible collar for those dogs? The judges have given the win to Setlist. Hornella is eliminated. Do you agree?
I do agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Our final lip sync will be between Drag Celeste and Samantha Ballantines, but not quite yet. We're gonna do Untucked right now. What? Why?
I think they needed content to fill in the episode.
All four queens are gonna be sent to the back. I'm not gonna lie, it was hella awkward. Two of these bitches just lost their dream, and you're gonna make them go talk about it? Like,
Yeah.
Untucked is the purgatory before the result. This already had a partial result here. Don't do this again, friends. I felt so bad for Jurigi and Hornella here.
If anything, give them a moment for them to just leave the workroom and leave their own lipstick mirror message.
Right.
And then then you can maybe pan into the two girls getting ready for the finale lip sync.
I'm here for it. Samantha tells us that this is a huge privilege to be in this position. She's feeling nice. Good for you, girly. Jurigi is going to touch up, though. And by touch up, she is putting lipstick all over her mouth. Why did she have lipstick in her boobs? Was that going to be a gag?
I think so, because I was just like, What is this going? What's happening right here?
Hornella says she can leave the set satisfied, but you didn't win, girl. There's no crown. How are you satisfied? She got her confidence, at least.
Yeah.
Jiriji's happy and will confess she knew it would happen as she is broke and tired. You're not a loser because you win things.
Correct.
For those who lose to you, and they might say something like that, is that an excuse?
An excuse to lose or an excuse to what?
For Jiriji to say, oh, I knew it was going to happen. I was tired.
No, it's not an excuse. I think one of my fellow drag sisters that competed with me was like, you know what? I'm just gonna put my whole heart into it and I'm gonna try to have fun. I think that's the best attitude. Like, even if you don't know you're gonna win, at least try to have a good time. And she still did a good job. She ended up getting second runner up in Miss America. So shout out to Lala Wiggy.
Jiriji tells us she feels like she's won and is happy for her sisters. What pageant loser ever says that it means that, though?
I think no, like most pageants, they don't believe that. Oh, actually, no, I lied. I lied. I will say that for Miss Paradise, I had a really good relationship with a lot of the contestants, and one of the contestants did tell me that before we competed, she said, "Listen, I do want to win, but if you win, I would be happy to know that I lost to you because I respect and value as a sister." So that was
I
really.
love that.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to genuine sisterhood, I think it exists within this cast.
All right, that's fair enough. I mean, listen, the top two are in the house, and then it is going to be someone from season two going to win, and it is going to be someone who's bald who's going to win.
Yeah, pyramid.
And Hornella is like, I have to shave my head so I feel luckier in life. Cut to confessional. The Clippers are there. She's a baldie. I mean, would you ever shave your head for TV? I mean, obviously you would for non-TV.
Yeah, she did say that she made it to the finale, she would shave her head.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Did Hornella get hot or bald, or is that a thing my mind just said?
I think that faded pink hair was horrible, and I think it was a better option, and that's why.
I think that's what it is, but she, I was like, ooh, okay. Now, with Hornella and Jiriji gone, our two finalists will sit together and chat. Setla says to Samantha that should she win instead of her. And I had to roll the clip back a couple times and make sure the caption didn't fuck it up. But tell Samantha is she is someone who has been working hard for years and started from the bottom, and now she's here. She worked by herself through the pandemic and profited from it, and so she would be happy to see her with the crown. And I was like, wait, th this is Jack Setlett saying this? No, she doesn't believe that. This girl wants to win. Now, she said that she felt the same way when Sharon won, because it felt like she won herself. You had mentioned that there had been some sisters of yours who felt the same way about you. Would you have felt the same way about some of your sisters?
Which specific
That's a
pageant?
pregnant pause. That's a pregnant pause, people. You didn't see it. I saw
I
that
think it just
face.
I think it just depends on, well, if they're my actual sisters, I would be happy for their like su success.
Fair enough.
But there's like sisters, and there's just like, we are
Sister.
coworkers. We are coworkers. And so
The
you're like,
plain Jane kind of sister.
yes, there you go. Exactly that.
Celeste asks Samantha if they will return to Drag Race, and Samantha says she hopes to, even to mop the floor or as a guest. Would you call Drag Race drag boot camp?
Yeah, 1,000%.
I agree. All right, let's get ready one last time. Get those platforms ready. It is time to welcome all the queens. Category is Olé Stars Eleganza. In honor of the runway, we will play Olé or Nolé.
Okay.
Starting off with Pink Shadora, look by Santiago Zambrana. I think it's cute. I don't know why I feel the elements just don't match when they should. Like, there's just so much clashing fabrics. I think I would have edited out the jacket so you just had the iridescent dress and the train and that pink nose. I'm over it. What did you think of Pink Shadora?
I didn't like it. Nole. I didn't like the jacket either, or the little poofs that go down the center. I think she was trying to look like a glamorous pink circus clown, but I don't, it was not cute. Sorry.
I'm gonna
No.
give a soft Olay. You're going Olay?
I'm going Nole.
Audience slightly on my side, 59% Olay, 41% Nolay. Onyx Unleashed, look by David Moss, hair by Quindam Wiggs. This is what an alien goddess wears to rule over her people. I think this is a stunning gown and then has that onyx twist that makes it only something she can wear. I will say that I don't love the blue face with the fabric. It is a bit drastic and feels like it is the wrong shade for the tone of the fabric, but overall, this is exactly what I expect from a crowning look from Onyx.
Yeah, it's stunning. I don't know if you followed their Instagram with the looks that they would have worn for certain runways. Brilliant, brilliant. So impeccable with some of these looks. I agree. It's maybe I think the makeup and the hair itself is stunning. I definitely think it would have been better with like a different color palette as far as the garment, but individually they are Olays on its own. Like it's I would love
I
to
agree.
support any of these two.
I agree. Audience, 83% Olay, 17% Nolay. Paquita, no designers listed. She really came out there with an exposed corset. Bye, bitch. I'm very underwhelmed by this. I know this is very much her, but I want to see her do something extravagant. For me, this was a letdown. It's like Morticia Light.
It's not bad, but it's not finale. Like I could see this
Agreed.
maybe for like if she's, touring and like doing a gig, but it's not horrible. I do love the silhouette. Her mug is stunned and the hair, I mean, come on, inches, baby. That's real human unit right there. But yeah, I do think it was missing that pizzazz of a finale look.
I will go Nolay.
I'm gonna give a soft Olay.
Audience agrees with you. 79% Olay, 21% Nolay. Sagittaria, look by Luis Colom, hair by Quindam Wiggs. It's a stunning silhouette, very similar to what Isis Davis Loren wore for her finale. I do think that the blue fabric should have started a tad higher, but overall, this is a beautiful garment. She is mugged. That face card is accepted here.
I think it's cute. I think it's also this. I know on Drag Race Canada, Brooklyn Heights did a similar silhouette, but I think she executed a lot better. It had a better silhouette. And I agree. I think if there's gonna be that little draping of the skirt, start it higher at the waist and then drape it down, because it looks like the skirt's just falling rather than it being complementing the silhouette. The mug is cute. I'm gonna just give it a soft Olay because I've seen it done better.
I'll give it an Olay. Audience agrees. 97% Olay, 3% Nolay. Poopy Poison, look by Edgar Dorado, hair by Steya. Who is this and what did she do with Poopy Poison? This is remarkable. The gold is stunning. The silhouette is gorgeous. She's giving you a woman of a certain age, but make it expensive. The hair could have been a bit more dramatic, but overall, this was a perfect way to end her run on Drag Race.
Yeah, stunning. I love the color, the gold. I think the only two things that I would have changed, I don't like the earrings. It's not giving you glam. And then the hair, because the shoulders are so heavy, either the shoulder piece needs to be lower so that it doesn't look like it's squishing her body down, and the hair up and higher so that it elongates the
Olay for me.
Olay for me too.
Audience agrees. 93% Olay, 7% Nolay. Jurij Derklee, no designers listed. I love that she is giving you trans pride realness. The colors are beautiful. It's the tights and the boots that ruin the entire illusion. I think a pair of white boots without tights would have solved the entire problem. This could have been top tier. But with those two elements, for me, it's just mid-tier.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying with the boots. I think I was just so stunned by how pretty she looked, and also the fairness of it. But yeah, I totally missed the mark about the boots, but I agree. It's still a soft Olay
I'll
for
give it
me.
an Olay.
A soft
Yeah.
one, yeah.
Audience, 74% Olay, 26% Nolay. Born Nella Gongora, no designers listed. It's a very pretty red dress, but it's like lacking the pizzazz for a crowning gown. I like the classic silhouette. I feel like she had a great finale look last season, so it was kind of be hard going to be hard to top it for her.
There are elements of this that I love. Like, I love that hair and I love that boa with the tinsel. And I think she wore it well, but I think it was lacking just a little bit more, like, I don't know what it, like, a little bit more elegance, I guess. But there's
I'll go
elements of it.
soft Olay.
I'm gonna give it Olay. I think I'll give it a solid Olay.
Audience 68% Olay, 32% Nolay. Samantha Ballantyne's no designers listed. I don't know if it was her intended finale gown or if this was something suited for performing in. It just looked like a slightly elevated performance look. The purple feathers really did look cheap. The hair is right, so I was freaking out that she was going to remove this perfect hair. For me, it was suitable. It just, I wasn't sure if this was up for performance purposes or for your final look purposes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think the garment itself is stunning, but there's certain things that you have to think about when, like, navigating how you're gonna make it practical for you to perform in it. So, I thought that maybe the feathers in the back opened up to make it more grandiose, which I would have loved. And also the direction of the feathers on the sides of the shoulders. When she was lip syncing and she would turn, like, you would miss her. So you need to just place them so that they're going up and behind, so that way you still can see the face. And it looks like those were just covering the actual, what are they called? The
The
little
straps for the
the
back part.
straps that go over to carry the ostrich feathers in the back. And I thought if it was removable, that would have given her at least the ability to move more confidently.
I will go soft Olay for her.
I'm gonna give it a soft delay as well. I think for just a runway, cute, but for performance, definitely it hindered her.
Audience 47% Olay, 53% Nolay. And finally, drag set last look by Santi Castro. I know it's a fashion reference. I didn't necessarily understand the double leg thing. Like, obviously, we know it was going to be removed, so it was going to be interesting. It's very Canary Islands. This is what she set out to do, is to represent her drag style. So kudos, mama, you did it.
1,000%. Like, I wouldn't have expected anything less than this. Like, it was stunning. I loved it.
Olay.
Olay.
Audience not as much into it as we are. 67% Olay, 33% Nolay. It's time to dance, ladies. The song is Eloise by Tino Casal. Are you familiar with the track?
No, I didn't, but I feel like it fits into, like, music that I would listen to from that genre.
It is a fun and exciting track to play with. There's a lot of fun to explore. I think if you are someone who takes time to explore lyrics and movement, this one was something you could definitely explore and play around with.
Yeah, definitely. There's little moments for sure.
Setlist within seconds is out of the top and like a bottom. There's not much on her body. I mean, we kind of knew it was coming, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this about the performance with the lip sync. When it comes to a reveal, like, you know, when you know it's coming, just give me a little tease.
Right.
Give me, like, for example, there's that whole element of, like, the egg, and, like, I think it was a very uncomfortable, like, removal process. And just to be a little bit more, like, of a seductress with it, like, maybe caress the rim of it, maybe the hole, like, whatever it is, and then be like, oh, when it comes off, like, just give me a little bit more pizzazz. Like, we know it's gonna come off.
Based on what Frida just said, I think she's a little horny.
Ah, no, not right now, actually. I'm really
The
tired.
rim, the hole, I was like, oh, okay, Frida, all right.
I mean, maybe Sedlis has that power over people.
Maybe she does. Samantha did a lot of walking and twirling.
And again, a lot of feathers in her face, and you cannot see lip sync.
Setlist is a performer. It was no surprise to anyone that she was going to be more dominating here. But this lip sync is going down in history once again for the antics.
Yeah.
So to get to a point in the song where you think it's over after Setlist is split, no. The song just keeps chugging along. There's more music to go. So Setlist will take the opportunity to make it all about her. Get off the stage. Make it over to the judge's table. Crawl on top of said judge's table. And at this point, Samantha Ballantyne's is non-existent because you fucking can't see her.
I think at one point she was clapping too.
She was. Is she going to jump from there? She is. Everyone's living. It is over. This is still one of the most controversial things to happen on Drag Race. It's happened on multiple franchises now. What is your take about leaving the stage and going on to the judges' table?
I think it's a ballsy move. And I know some queens have not had the best response in other franchises. I personally didn't like it in the sense that focus on the performance factor and not act antics. But I think she did give you both performance and antics, maybe a little bit more antics and like with the splits, but that's what she's known for. It's like her brand, so you can't, strip her of that. And it is the finale, so she's gonna be who she like herself.
If it was anyone but Setlass, do you think it would have mattered?
I would have loved to see Booby Poison do it.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Well, I kind of want to know, like, let's say it was Sagittaria. I have this gut feeling they would have eliminated her on the spot. So you can't do that. That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, also, there's a, I don't know how to say it in English, but like soberbia, like there's like there's like an element of like being cocky and like being better than everyone else and having a disregard for the other performers. And there's also being cocky and being a stunt queen and being like, yeah, I just did that. And it's a little bit more gaggy when it's like that.
Well, Supreme comes on stage with two sexy boys carrying the crown and scepter. I mean, do you have sexy boys carrying your crown and scepters?
No, but I should put that in my contract.
You should. You really should. To the surprise of zero people watching, the winner of Drag Race España All Stars is Drag Setlass. Do you agree?
Yes, 1,000%. It was like from the get-go.
Yeah, it had to happen. I mean, you don't walk off this show as one of the most winning contestants ever and not have a crown. Pio. Are you ready to have some burning questions to wrap this podcast?
Let's do it.
What is Drag Setlass's legacy as a winner?
Representing Isla Canarias around the world. And hopefully,
I
maybe.
agree. I mean,
What?
you go
Oh,
ahead.
soon, New York City. We'll see.
Is she on your wish list to come do a brunch?
Even maybe even more. So yeah.
Ooh, that's exciting. If she does, I'm going to send her a message and say, get Frida in the fucking boots. Thank you.
Imagine.
Who do you want to see on Drag Race España All Stars 2? Give me three names.
Hold on. Let me look up. I'm trying to think. Okay, hold on. I have to think because right now that with all these franchises, I'm like, who else is there? It's hard to keep up with all
You can
this
go
drag.
one by one per season if you want, or just three names overall.
Let me do, okay, for season four. Oh wait, that's
We don't know season
I
four
know
yet.
you're for yeah. For season three, I'm like,
No, don't do
I'm
that yet.
out for the tea. Let's see. For season three, who would I want? I'm gonna pick Visa. Visa. I want Visa and I also want Cloverbish. Them two from and then from season one. Let's choose someone from season one because I feel like there was too much from season two. From season one, I would want Indy. Oh wait,
Ooh,
I do
Inti.
love Drag Vulcano.
I don't think Vulcano's coming back. If Setlass just won, she's like, nope, I'm not winning this one. Goodbye. Not happening.
Much pressure.
I would love to see Hogatha.
Yes, 1,000%.
But yeah, I think I'm with you with the other two. Clover and Visa, robbed goddesses of season three. Yeah, we need to see them back.
Yeah.
I think as much of a this season being not the best at the production part of it, I think what it does prove is fans are ready for international all-star seasons. Give me
Yeah.
a full Canada all-star, give me a full UK all-star. I think we deserve it as fans.
I agree. I think it should happen.
And listen, when we are ready to do Ithbania versus the world, oh, let's do it. Let's do it. I have a cast ready.
Cute. Yes.
I can't wait. All right. Well, you are a superstar. I always love having you here.
Thank you.
But I want other people to know who you are. So where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
Yes, you can find me on all social media platforms under Frida Kahlo, FreedaKahlo. My Venmo is semi pesos. And then you can my weekly lineup. But before I get to my weekly lineup, I believe this will be out by then. But mark your calendar because April 5th, I am having Marina Summers, Prince, Jiggly, Miss Mansi Mandel as my guest at Paradise for my Friday show, which I am so like, I am like, I can't contain myself. I'm like, what am I gonna do? It's gonna be wild.
That's exciting.
And so, as the winner of Miss Paradise, I am now the hostess of Frida Fridays at Paradise, and it's gonna be phenomenal. The things that I have planned, the costuming, the stunts, the production. The debut of my show was just a little Costco sample. So that is the one that I'm really passionate about. But my home is Queen here in Astoria. You can find me there Saturdays and Sundays for drag brunch. Saturday night, we get a little spicy with confessions at Boxers in Hell's Kitchen. Tuesdays, indulge in all you can eat tacos at Lips. And then who knows where you're gonna find me else? Just follow my social media and I'll post on there.
Friend, she doesn't sleep.
No, honestly. I don't.
Well, thank you so much for being here. A little birdie told me you'll be back very, very soon. Thank
Allegedly, allegedly.
you for doing this.
Of course.